Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Nicola Coughlin and Luke Newton, how are you here?
How are you?
Nicola, we've spoken so many times.
I know, it's so nice to actually be here in person.
What a treat. And I know this is radio, but I love that you're in green.
Of course, had to
do
it.
For your Irish tour, of course.
And the Clatterings.
Yes, of course. And Luke, you have been here before in Ireland, you were saying. Tell the story.
I was in drama school and one of the lads was from Mullingar. Do I say that with an accent?
No, you've done it well.
I've never heard it without an accent, so that's just how I say it. How would I say it in my accent? Mullingar. That doesn't sound as good.
I think you've done well.
We did a charity gig in his hometown, and then Niall Horan's parents were there, and they said, Niall would have loved to have been here tonight.
Yeah.
They told me that. I was like, thank you so much.
This is amazing. We've got to get to your singing now in a moment. But Nicola, like, you guys have just been all over the world.
Yes.
Just back from T.O. And how are you, since January, how are you coping?
Yeah, started on the 4th of Jan doing press. Mm-hmm. It's weird because we're in the final wind down now.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. We've done Australia, we've done Italy.
Yep.
Yeah, Toronto, obviously, Brazil, New York. Yeah, Rio de Janeiro. So, I mean, there are times when we're sitting having dinner together in the hotel and you'll sort of space out and go, where am I?
We were in an
Italian restaurant in Rio de Janeiro and I was like, we're in Milan, aren't we? And then I was like, whoa. So that does happen.
But you've done all the talk circuits. Like, I've watched so many clips of you and stateside, I suppose, as well. And you're representing Ireland extremely well.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's very nice. You really are.
Yeah.
So, Luke, your backstory, the two of you, was nicely set up for this season. Like, I think we were teasing into the fact it was going to be about you two.
Yeah. It feels like it's the first season that we've had characters that the audience has followed since season one, their whole journey. So it's almost, there's a real payoff for fans to be able to see this romance finally blossom. So,
yeah. And I think that's the thing too, and I'm sure you've said this in lots of interviews as well, Nicola, but like the fact that it was that friendship that developed and it wasn't the same style of romantic story really as the first two seasons.
And it allows for this real, and I think you'll see it especially in part two, this real intimacy between the characters that we just haven't had a chance to explore on the show before. And that, like, you know, the way they laugh together and even in intimate moments, it just, it's really beautiful.
It's subtle in a lot of moments as well.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And I love this, Luke. I was reading about you that, like, the character, and I have to be honest, I've watched the shows, I haven't read the books.
Don't worry.
Colin wasn't super, like, he didn't have as much to mention in the books as the other characters. And that's why everyone's paying a great tribute to you that you've brought him so to life on screen.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
that's great.
Amazing.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that. And, you know, there's an element of, like, taking the books as, like, the source material and then really focusing on the scripts.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, Jess, our showrunner, and her team have done such an amazing job in incorporating so many beautiful moments from the books. You know, the book fans have been really excited about those moments. You know, we've had the carriage scene in part one that everyone's excited about.
People are talking about that.
Yeah. And then there's a few moments as we go on into part two that are, like, taken straight out of the book. So, yeah, it's really exciting.
You do such a great job. And for the third born as well, he's more mature than the first two in a way, isn't he?
Yeah.
As I always said, he's the pick of them.
He definitely is.
He's got that hero complex that makes me think he'd be a good dad.
He's a great dad, great husband. He's got it all.
Well, there's a lot more series to go through for Bridgerton with the books.
Sure.
I'm going to play you a clip. It's a question for you. We asked people to send them in on voice notes before you joined us.
Hello, it's Caroline here in Mullingar. I just had a wee question for Nicola. I was wondering, as an Irish woman, with your Irishness bred in, how awkward were the raunchy scenes for Bridgerton?
Mine went off.
Oh, sorry, she was asking you about the raunchiness of do Irish people maybe don't handle that the best?
Oh, I know. Well, I think because we knew we were leading season three very early in season two, so I had a long time to think about it. So most of my panicking happened within season two, and then by the time we got to season three, I was like, it's in the script, it's your job.
Do it.
Yeah.
But it is something to lead up to. Like, you do have to mentally prepare yourself for it.
Terrifying. But then I had a great partner in it and we had an amazing intimacy coordinator and you feel very in control. It was actually very liberating and fun, and they're some of the scenes we're the proudest of in the show.
Yes.
Because they're not just, like, sexy, they're, you know, they're really beautifully written. They're really intimate and sweet and funny, and
they are, definitely. And also, I have to just say this to you, the story storyline that I am obsessed with is you and Eloise.
I know,
and I've interviewed her a few times. I know, she loves you. And it's kind of a heartbreaking storyline, and it's something that so many people can identify with, friends that have, you know, temporarily parted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, it's funny because I think Penn comes into the season ready to make amends with Eloise and say sorry, but Eloise is so not there.
No.
But it feels very real, like the trajectory of their friendship.
Girls have been there.
Mm-hmm. Of course, definitely have.
Yeah, I'm going to play another track that features in as an instrumental in Bridgerton, and we have more voice notes on 0874-100-102. And Luke and Nicola will stay with us on Today FM.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis,
playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.
Nicola Coughlin and Luke Newton are still with me, and loads of messages coming in for both of you. Irish people probably would be more dirty than raunchy, says Alan. Okay, clarification there. And Peter and Kevin said, tell Nicola she is a fantastic ambassador for Ireland and a wonderful actress and a beautiful human.
Ah, God.
Do you know, Nicola and Luke, you can back me up on this. There are very few people in the world's like stage that are universally loved, and I think you're one of them.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, you let you log into my Instagram, that's not true.
No, not at all. So we want to get a formula of your real name. So you've seen this online as well. So your Bridgerton name is Lord or Lady plus your middle name plus the add-on to the drink, the last drink that you had. Mm-hmm. And the last place you shop was Shire. So I'm Lady Elizabeth Jane Coffeyton of Little Shire. So do you want to go?
Okay,
Luke?
So I think we're related then, because I am Lord Paul Coffeyton.
Yes.
Of Tesco Shire.
So I'm Lady Mary. Well, it's water, but let's make it Ishka because it's Irish for water.
Yes, mm-hmm. Ishka.
So Lady Mary Ishkaton of Toronto Airport Duty Free. I bought a magnet in Toronto Duty Free.
Oh my God. Wow. And Luke, we were talking about this. Actually, I'm going to play another voice note and then we have to talk about your singing in greater detail. This came in from Mary in Kerry.
Good morning, Nicola. Just wondering what you think of Penelope's new outfits this season of Bridgerton. She's really stepped up her game. Massive fan of the show. Thanks so much.
Oh, there you go.
Love
you have transformed.
Mary, I think they were unreal. They were a class. It was so nice. It was so nice to finally get that transformation because we waited for it since season one. Mm. And, you know, I did my time in the old yellow dresses and stuff, but we had an amazing costume designer, John Glazer, this year, who just, and like for both of us as well, to have a totally different look was so cool.
I also love that, like, it was Penelope's decision.
Yeah.
Like, she orchestrated the whole thing. I think that's so cool, that moment when she comes down into the ball for the first time.
Yeah.
And like you said before, it evolves as we go on into part two.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
some of the dresses in part two are so
amazing.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Is your brother-in-law quite happy for you walking down the steps in that scene as well?
Oh, so I know. Albie and Finch Lauren.
I love
that little friendship between, Penn loves her brothers-in-law. They're much nicer to her than her sisters. So she's like, those are my boys. Yeah.
Do you know what I think is also striking in this season is that they obviously have played to your strengths as someone who does comedy very well as well. But not in that, like, kind of, oh, now has this changed the format of the show, but in a way of incorporating it.
Totally. And we loved those moments.
Yeah.
Like that scene underneath the willow tree.
Yes.
Where there's that awkward, I love that there's an imaginary what post first kiss would be, and it's this sexy dream and they're so suave and they're like, I've been thinking about you. And then in reality, they're like,
That was like the rom-com element that Jess really wanted to get in this season.
Yeah.
And like, we loved that. We actually hoped there were more. So we're like, looking forward to the future of the show.
Yeah, hopefully in season 4.
Definitely. Okay, are we ready for your singing, Luke? Ready? Okay, I'm really impressed. Very impressed.
You know I want you. It's not a secret I try to hide. I know you want me. So don't keep saying our hands are tied. You claim it's not in the cards, but fate is pulling your miles away and out of reach from me.
I think it's outstanding. Your first time as a singer on radio. Well, this song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it is. Wow.
Yeah, he's got some pipes on.
Thank you very much.
You do. Where did you record that?
I think I was probably about 22 in London in a studio. I think literally a friend asked me the day before, she had someone singing it with her in the studio, and it was like meant to be a demo track to sort of send on, and she was like, I've had someone drop out last minute, can you come and record with me tomorrow? And she was like, it's the song from The Greatest Showman. So I just jumped in the studio and was
Nailed it. You were in a band, and your dad also is a singer.
Yeah. My dad was. My dad did a show called Stars in Their Eyes, where he won as Bobby Darin.
So
I grew up like listening to swing music and the Rat Pack, and yeah. So he's always been a big influence on me. And
we sing now at family parties.
Is as far as it goes.
It's lovely.
But yeah, and at Christmas the requests get sent. We do some swing duos.
And Nicola, you're very excited to be. You know, you're in Dublin for a big event tonight, but heading to Galway tomorrow.
No, I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Whoever thought Bridgerton would come to the west of Ireland? I'm so thrilled. It's so cool.
But, like, you must be mayor of Galway by now.
Are you? Tomorrow I'll arrive, like, guys, what's happening? Yeah, it's so cool.
Family and friends all going to be there?
They are. Which I'm thrilled about on one hand.
Oh, yes.
On the other hand, it's probably the episode I would least like to watch with family and friends. So you're going to be
in Teague Nocton while they're there.
I know. Well, that's the plan. I think, well, Luke and I are going to pop out.
Yeah.
That might actually be a great time to get you a Guinness.
Oh,
Luke,
yeah.
That is the best pub in Ireland.
Really?
Yes, you will love it. It's my favourite as well.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's amazing. But before we let you go as well, we can't not mention Dairy Girls.
Yeah.
It is just, I can't count the number of times I've watched it.
Oh.
I still haven't perfected the Derry accent because my favourite thing...
It's a tough one though, isn't it?
I know, my favourite thing was to try and recreate that, 5:23, when she has all those energy drinks.
Oh, right, all that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah. Right. It was all Michelle.
It was all Michelle.
You can just float between them so easily.
Yeah. She's a demon who lives inside me.
You two are gorgeous people.
Oh.
You are lovely.
Oh,
thank you so much. And the show, you deserve every success that comes from it. And thank you so much for joining
thank
us on
so
today.
Much.
Thank
so
you.
Nice to meet you in
Thanks
person,
for having
finally.
Us.
And you too, Luke. Thank you guys so much.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.